हरे कृष्णा। द गीता कॉम्प्लीमेंट्स वर्बल एक्सपोजिशन विथ विजुअल डेमोन्स्ट्रेशन। भगवद्गीता सेंटर्स ऑन डिस्क्राइबिंग द ग्लोरी ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ कृष्णा, एंड दिस फोकस इज एस्पेशली विद इन द मिडिल सिक्स चैप्टर्स वेयर कृष्णाज ग्लोरी इज सिस्टमैटिकली टॉक्ड अबाउट। एंड इन नाइन्थ चैप्टर कृष्णा टॉक्स अबाउट इन फिफ्थ वर्स that pashyame yogam aishwaram o arjuna, just see my mystic opulence. Now at this place when it's pashyame yogam aishwaram, here pashya is used not just in this visual sense, it is used in the cognitional or comprehending sense. Just like sometimes when we talk, somebody explains something and we say I see. Now I see doesn't mean that it doesn't refer to vision, it refers to comprehension. Oh, I understand what you're saying, so we say I see. So here, when Krishna uses that word, Pashyame Yogam Aishwaram, just behold my majestic opulence. Here Krishna uses the word Pashya in the sense of exposition. So here giving a verbal exposition of his glories. And just understand how extraordinary my glories are. What is the glory he's talking about? He's talking about how he sustains the whole world and yet he doesn't sustain the whole world. Matsthani Sarva Bhutani, he says in 9.4. 9.5 says, Matsthani Bhutani, all living beings are sustaining me, he says. Next verse, all living beings are not sustaining me. How is this possible? He says, that's my majesty. That's extraordinary. Now, what Krishna says, Pashya, you see, in a sense of explanation, exposition, he actually complements that with visual demonstration in the 11th chapter. When Arjuna asks to show Manyaseri Tachakyam Maya Drashtumite Prabho, my dear Lord, if it is possible, can you please show me the universal form? And Krishna says, yes, I'll show it to you. Divyam dadamite chakshu pashyame yogam aishwaram. So he says that I will give you the divine eyes. In 11.8 he says that Arjuna, you cannot see with your normal eyes, but I'll give you the divine eyes by which you can see. Pashyame yogam aishwaram. And then Krishna displays the universal form. And what is the speciality of the universal form? That the universal form reveals that even when Krishna is within the universe is within Krishna. That Krishna, at one level we see, he is just one person standing on one chariot, which is in one city, in one country, in one planet, within this vast universe. So he seems to be just like one other individual. But although he seems to be like another individual, another finite, limited individual, he is not. He is the infinite, unlimited, absolute truth. And that is revealed to the Vishwarupa Darshan. And that Sanjay also confirmed this when he says, next verse, that was 11.8, now 11.9 says that, Eva muktva tato rajan mahayogeshwaro hari darshayamasa parthaya paramam rupam aishwaram. So he says, Paramam Rupam Aishwaram. That's a Pashyame Yogam Aishwaram. Same word, Aishwarya. That was talked about earlier. Opulence. Just now Krishna revealed his majestic opulence. Similarly, on the spiritual path, when we practice bhakti, initially we comprehend things. We have to comprehend with our intelligence and understand things. But as we become purified, our consciousness rises, and that which we have seen intellectually, we will eventually see with the spiritual vision. So right now, we cannot have the darshan of Krishna. But right now, we understand through verbal exposition. But gradually, through purification, that which is understood through verbal exposition will eventually be confirmed, reinforced, expanded and enhanced through visual demonstration. Thus, the chronology of our spiritual journey, the trajectory of our spiritual journey, replicates the trajectory of the Gita's revelation. First there is exposition and then there is demonstration. Similarly, first we have to understand. With our intelligence, we understand Krishna's glories. And when we apply that understanding to practice bhakti, then eventually there will be revelation in our heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hello, yeah.